Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm calling about a loan application that I got.
Oh, perfect. Hey, do you have the mailer that we sent out with you? Can we start off with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes. It's 2311-3701-0051-7456.
Perfect. Let me pull your file up right here. Give me 1 minute. How's your day going so far?
Okay.
Okay, good, good. Yep, so I'm pulling it up right now. And who am I speaking to today?
Wesley Aiken.
Perfect, Wesley. And what's a good number to call you back just in case we get disconnected? We did just get a new phone system.
724-734-1345.
Perfect. And Wesley, I'm just going to have you confirm a couple pieces of information that we have on the business, and then I'd be happy to answer any questions you have and point you in the right direction. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Perfect. What is your legal name of the business?
It's under Willowbrook Farm.
Willowbrook Farm. Perfect. And is that your DBA name as well, you're doing business as?
Yes.
Perfect. And what is the structure of the company, Wesley? Is it LLC?
Sole proprietor.
Perfect. And you're obviously the 100% owner of that?
Yes.
Perfect. And how long have you been in business for, Wesley?
I guess 13 years now.
Good, good. And last one, can you confirm the address that we have on file?
It should be 198 Kelkey Road, West Middlesex, PA, 16159.
Perfect, perfect. How's the weather out in PA right now?
Good.
Good, good. All right, yeah, so tell me a little bit about what you're doing, you know, what your projects are, what your goals are, and I'll get you into the right program here.
I have a dairy farm, and the milk prices have been kind of low now, and I need a loan to consolidate some people that I owe money to, and that's the main reason I'm looking, you know.
Okay. That's a pretty typical use for working capital, just consolidating down some debts. So, you know, Wesley, tell me a little bit more about these debts. Do you have any current loans on your business right now?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about those. Do you have any working capital loans specifically? Anything with a, you know, daily payment, such of that nature?
None of those right now. All the ones I have are monthly payment. Through whoever I would buy the equipment from.
Oh, so they're equipment loans.
There's a couple of those, and then there's those other ones that I, you know, like I buy hay off of people and I owe them some money, or I buy some soaps and chemicals from another guy, I owe him some money, and it's just a few of those, and I like to get them all cleaned up.
Yeah, so you got some equipment bills, some, you know, general farm operating costs that you, you know, got invoices
right.
for, basically.
Right.
Is that what I'm getting at? Yeah, so, you know, you don't have any other loans on the business besides those? Just like, I'm talking about business loans. Like, have you gone to your bank? Do you have something there? Do you have anything with a lender of some sort?
Only thing I have at the bank is for the cows or stuff that I had bought a while ago, and I'll get a second mortgage.
Okay. Now, who do you bank with?
It's First National Bank of Mercer County. Not Mercer County. It'd be just First National of I don't know if it's Pennsylvania or...
Yeah, I believe it's Pennsylvania. First National Pennsylvania is a pretty big one in your area.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, have you, Wesley, have you reached out to them for some sort of loan, or you just don't want to go down that way? It takes too long, you know?
I reached out to them, and they, I already have that other loan with them, and they're not wanting to lend me any more, and,
You have two mortgages with them, correct?
Yes.
And they don't want to give you anything else, you know?
Right.
Understandably, I mean, sometimes they're just kind of a little, you know, they just give away too much and they're just not comfortable risk-wise, but, you know, that's what we're here for. You need to have two, you know, sources of operating capital. It's very important, Wesley, because, you know, one goes under, you know, remember the recession, what happened to Bank of America, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, let's get back to business. You know, how much were you looking to get as far as capital is concerned to, you know, pay down these bills? You know, pay down some other, you know, operating costs.
Well, I'm looking for in the neighborhood of close to $50,000 to pay off these loans, these small loans.
Okay.
Well, not really loans, they're what I owe people money to.
Yeah. I wouldn't call them loans. They're more just like operating costs for the most part, you know, equipment. So tell me about your equipment. What kind of equipment did you finance? Did you finance it through the bank as well or from the manufacturer?
Some of that's through the manufacturer, a couple of different little banks.
Okay.
Right now, I'd rather maybe not deal with those and just
pay down the bills?
Yeah.
I gotcha. So you're looking about $50,000 here. So what's
right.
Are you familiar with working capital loans and the way they work at all?
A little.
Okay. So just to kind of bring you up to speed, they're predicated for the most part on the revenue that the business makes and a little bit on credit instead of the other way around. So, just to give you a ballpark of what's, you know, possible for you, what do you do in gross annual sales, you know, just say last year?
I was around $190,000.
Okay. $190,000. So, typically, with someone with your, you know, gross annual sales, you're looking to get around, you know, maybe $20,000 to $30,000. Is that something that you could work with, or is that just not going to be enough money?
Well, it's probably not going to be enough.
Okay, so this is what we can do. Our second option here, if you're looking to get a little bit more money than what you would otherwise qualify for with an unsecured loan, we can do these secured loans to some sort of titled equipment that I'm sure you have on the farm. And that way it'll extend the term lengths, it'll get you something a little bit more manageable and give you a little bit more money too, because the way it works with an unsecured loan, most of the risk is on the bank. So that's why they tend to only give you about 1 or 2 months worth of your receivables. Now, when you can put something else on the line here, like you maybe a tractor or something of that nature, it gives us a lot more flexibility with term lengths, with amount that we can lend, etc. Is that something that you would be interested in, Wesley? Like maybe, you know, putting up a tractor as some sort of, you know, collateral that we can work with?
Possibly. I was just looking on the tax return, and my last year's income was $347,000.
Oh, okay. That's significantly.
$347,000.
Okay, so, you know, with that number, we're closer to that 50 mark. Again, maybe not all the way there, but now, you know, 347, I could probably get you anywhere between 35, 40, 45. Again, I can't give you any really hard numbers without getting an application in, because these working capital deals are very nuanced as far as that's concerned, with, you know, term lengths and amounts, but just kind of giving
right.
you a general ballpark. It's about, we can do about 35, 45 unsecured, but if you want to get up into that 50, 60 range, we're going to need, most likely, I'm not saying this is definite, we're most likely going to need some collateral. And that could be pretty, basically, you know, you're in a good position because, you know, you have the collateral. A lot of the times these people, you know, if you're dealing with like a marketing company or, you know, something of that sort, they don't really have anything worthwhile. I'm sure you have one piece that'll cover your entire loan, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's good. That's good for you because, you know what, it's, you know, you get to pay down these bills and you can get all the money you need and, you know, the risk isn't going to, you know, be too much of an issue for you because, you know, it sounds like you know what you're doing. And, you know, another question, how's your personal credit like, Wesley? Is it, you know, good, bad, in the middle?
It's probably in the middle to good. It's in that area somewhere. I think the last I checked, it was 750 or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing that I really, like, need is it's kind of got to be over the 600 mark. We can work with underneath that. It just kind of gets ugly for everybody. But, you know, if you're telling me you're in around 750, you know, you're well, you know, you're in, you know, our range to do some good work here. Now, what kind of return on investment are you kind of seeing here if we pay down these bills? Is it just going to help you out, you know, keep the doors open or just establish those relationships and keep them going? You know, I don't know how long you've had your hay bill for, but, you know, I'm sure he's waiting on some money, right?
Right.
So is that the primary goal, is to just keep the business running, keep the relationships going with who you're borrowing?
Yeah, I have to keep that relationship going because I need, you know, that hay again next year, and I have to, you know, I need mm-hmm. to be able to, you know, go back to him for, you know, to buy more hay and you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's part of business. You gotta pay your, you know, lenders back in order to facilitate that future business here. You know, speaking of future business, tell me a little bit about yours and, you know, what your season looks like. You know, when are your peak seasons? When does it kind of die down a little bit for you?
Well, our milk and the cows were pretty much consistent all year. We might get a little peak here in the fall because I got some crops to harvest, but most of that's going to go to a fertilizer bill that I have. So I'm not really going to gain anything from that. I'm just going to pay off my fertilizer with it. And so I'm really not going to see much out of that. It's just, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. Just a random kind of peak season, but it's basically all accounted for. What kind of deposits on a monthly basis do you looking at, Wesley? Like, you know, around 30K, I'm assuming, somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
All right. And you know, how are your ending balances? Are they, you know, pretty strong? Are we over $1,000? Over $10,000? What you know? How much is coming back out of those?
Well, right now there's not much extra to mm-hmm. to play
yeah,
with there.
Yeah, couple hundred.
Yeah. It's been kind of a tough year.
No, you're not alone. It's across the board. Every industry, really. But, you know, how long have you been considering, you know, doing this kind of loaning, paying some of these off? Is just something that just kind of come up recently, or you've been meaning to do it? Are we the first person you've reached out to?
I've been thinking about it for a while, and I really haven't reached out to too many people, and I just ran across your letter here, and so I'm calling, you know.
Yeah. Have you heard out from back from any, you know, other lenders or, you know, be working with anybody? Are you working to beat somebody here?
Not right now. We're not, no.
Okay, good. And it's really nice, too, the way we work. I don't know if you're basically really familiar with this too much, but once we get your application in, which is just like one page long, some general information about the business, and all we really need is some tax returns and a bank statement, is we can get you some numbers to play with in about 24, 48 hours, pretty much. So, you know, if you can get this back to me later today, tomorrow morning, by Wednesday, we could, you know, we could be talking numbers here. Do you have any kind of time frame, Wesley, you know, that you're looking at to do this kind of as soon as possible, but there's nothing really pressing? Is there a certain deadline or a date that we need?
Well, I need to do it as soon as possible, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. All right. So, you know, I feel like we've covered a lot of ground here. You know, tell me how you got into the business, though, just so I have a little bit of background on that. Is this a family business? Have you been doing this basically your whole life and just kind of took over?
Yeah, that's correct. I was kind of born into it, and there we are, you know.
Do you have any you know, family that you're working with on it? You know, do you have any kids working on the farm, or do you go the separate way?
I have a son that's working with me on the farm, and then my wife and I, my son, basically.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It's probably a nice little fun family business you got there.
I don't know about fun, but
hey, this isn't that much fun either. But you know, you gotta pay the bills, right?
Right.
Well, you know, I feel like we got through basically everything. Do you have any questions on your end? You know, that, you know, I feel like I've been doing most of the talking here.
One question I'd have is, to pay it back, is it like a monthly thing or weekly, or how does that work?
Okay, good question. So we offer programs daily. And the daily are it's Monday through Friday, by the way, so 20 times a month. We do daily, weekly, and monthly payment options. Now, it all depends on what your credit's like, basically, to unlock those tiers. From what you've told me, I'm pretty sure you're going to be, you know, right on the cusp there of getting those weekly and monthly payment schedules. But here's what I've done before in the past for customers that's kind of, you know, made you feel a lot more easy about this. If, you know, if by chance you don't get approved for monthly or weekly and you would rather do it that way, what we can do, and like I said, I've done this before with a customer or two, you can actually prepay your loan. So basically, instead of making 20 payments as, you know, Monday through Friday, as the month continues, on the first of the month, you just pay for the whole month up front. And then that way, you're basically on a cash flow basis operating like a monthly payment. But, you know, from the bank's perspective, they're not freaking out because, you know, basically all the risk is on them. That's why they like to do those daily payments and kind of collect as soon as possible. So you can actually prepay. Other good news, though, a lot of the times, and again, this might not be the case for you. We're going to have to find out. A lot of the times when you do these secured loans against some equipment, it'll open up a monthly payment option for you a lot easier, even if your credit's not all the way there, because, you know, you have some skin in the game, basically. They're not afraid you're going to default, so they don't need to get every penny as quick as possible. That's really what the bank is thinking. You know, not saying anything about your business, but we do get some people that default every once in a while, so they like to just get as much money as possible up front. So basically, your options are, if you don't get approved for the weekly or monthly, to just either prepay, and we'll set up a prepayment. So instead of paying on the 30th, you'll pay on the 1st, which is the same thing. Or, you know, you'll get the monthly anyway with the collateralized equipment. So in your case, I feel like you got a good chance of either getting it unsecured, getting it with the equipment, or, you know, last chance, you know, we'll just set it up that way anyway and just do a prepayment monthly. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, Wesley, what's a good email where I can shoot something over to you, like the application, and, you know, you can send that back over my way?
Well, the email would be WBFarm.
WP as in William Patterson?
No, WB as in William Boy.
William Boy, okay.
Farm.
Mm-hmm.
1822@AOL.com.
Perfect. I'll get something out to you in about 5 minutes. And I'll put the equipment list on there, too, so you can just write down really quickly what equipment that you have and, you know, want to use for this deal. and that'll open up just some more options for you. And it'll be nice because we'll give you an amount and a term length for unsecured working capital, and then we should be also able to give you a different amount, a totally different deal for a secured working capital, which should be a little bit higher of an amount, a little bit longer of a term. So we'll get you some numbers to play with, and ultimately the ball's in your court, Wesley, and you know, you can make the decision that you feel is right for your business.
Okay.
All right, sounds good then. I'll get that out to you, and like I said, in about 5 minutes, and do you think you can get that back to me today/tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll try, yeah.
Yeah, okay. How about this? I'll give you a call on Wednesday if I don't see anything, and just try to check in, see if you have any questions, all right?
Okay. All right.
Perfect. All right, Wesley, have a good rest of your day, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, bye.